Thursday night, Shirin Maseches Nedarim. So tonight, I think we'll go through the Inyan. I didn't make copies. I'll read it to you. You'll sit back. Tonight you'll be entertained again, like golden days. The Chasam Sofer. So the Ran brings a raya that if you just say Shem Hashem by a Shvua, it's Chal. And he brings a raya from a couple of Gemaras that have a Shvua with just Shem Hashem. More Kola Lota Imna and other Gemaras. So the point is that it happens to be Aramaic. So the Chasam Sofer says, Hinei Mavur Al Choponim, the Linyan Shvua B'Shem. It doesn't matter if you say Shem Hashem in Hebrew or in other languages. Now, I don't know about GDSD. I don't know. See, More Kola is Aramaic for Adon Hakol. So we know it's a Kinoi and we know it's an Aramaic. GDSD really has no meaning. So it might very well be worse, meaning more severe. It might be the English word for Shem Hashem, Yudke Vodke. I don't know, you know, we don't know what it is, it's just a word. Just somebody made up a word. But so it's a different language for Shem Hashem, but it might be a different language for the Shem HaMeforash, or not a Kinoi. So anyway, so he brings down the Ran, and now he makes the following leap, the Chasam Sofer. If it's a Shvua, and even Rachum V'Chanun is a Shvua, it's a Kinoi, it's not Shem HaMeforash, but it's a Kinoi. Hu Amdim, so Rachmona is like Rachum, so it's Shem Hashem. Rachmona Mori Kola, so if it's a Shem L'Gabe Shvua, so he then makes a leap and says, well, not such a leap perhaps, he says, so that means the Oivel Oisiso Shem Hashem Elokecha Lashov, and you over the shovel b'shmila shaker, so it would also be a bracha lebatola, or mosi shem shemayim lebatola, if you use a translation of Shem Hashem, or even a translation of a kinui. So this is the according to the Chasam Sofer would come out that if you said the Hebrew kinui, like Rachum v'Chanun, I'll say it because Chasam Sofer is a pella. It's if I'm nishba b'Rachum v'Chanun, so it's a good shvua. So the Chasam Sofer says, oh, it's a good Shvua? That means you're over Lo Sisa Hashem Hashem Elokech Lashav. Oh, so that means if you just say Rachum V'Chanun, it's Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatola. You're not allowed to say it.
Does he say that too?
Yeah. Even if you say it in Aramaic, Rachmona, it's also like that. V'chei Muchach, he says, okay. So then, the bottom line is, by a Sofek Bracha, it's not an Eitzah to say, Baruch Rachmona Mori Alma, because it would be a Bracha Levatola also. So don't think you can get away with it by saying Shem Hashem in other languages. It would be the same problem with a Bracha Levatola. So that's not an Eitzah for a Sofek Bracha. Okay, now we'll see if Shlomo Zalman.
Doesn't G-D come from God's little G? Roman and Greek gods, and that kind of, it was just a name that came out.
It's Elohim. It's the word for Elohim. That's my point. It's the word for Elohim.
So I don't know that it's a name. It seems like it came out of the title. It never referred to one. It was used for multiple, and they just took it when...
But it's the word for Elohim.
Okay.
It's the word for a transcendent power.
Okay. You mean like the word Lord?
No, Lord is Adon. What?
It has a meaning.
What? Yeah, so we also have the word Elohim Achirim. So that's not the issue. And it's not a Shem Shemayim Levatola when you use it for Elohim Achirim. Okay, that's the Chasam Sofer. Now we'll learn the Shlomo Zalman. One of the Ran's Rayas, by the way, is that it says Kinoi Shvua is good. Like Shvusa, Shkuka. And if you hold the Tlosh and Shabodu Chachomim, so the reason they said it is that you should not say Shem Hashem. So the Ran brings a Raya from there, you see Shvua without Shem Hashem is good. But if you always have to say Shem Hashem, so they didn't gain anything, you'll always have to say Shem Hashem. So the Chasam Sofer says, but maybe if the guy uses a kinoi like Shvusa, Shkuka, he won't say Shem Hashem, he'll say Rachel B'chanon. In other words, when you say the word Shvua, so Shem Hashem like flows along, Shvua B'Hashem. So they wanted you to say Shvusa or Shkuka, so that you shouldn't say Shem Hashem, you'll say Rachel B'chanon. So the Ran has no Raya. The Ran brings a Raya that you don't need Shem Hashem, or else what's the point? B'charet is a very big point. So you should say Rachum V'chanun instead of Shem Hashem. So you see that Shem Hashem, that Rachum V'chanun is also a problem. It's also Shem Shemayim Levatala. So Shlomo Zalman, we'll learn through Shlomo Zalman. He starts off with the question on the Ran. Maybe when you say the Kinoi for Shvua, Shvusa, you won't say Shem Hashem, you'll say Rachum V'chanun. So there is a point. Well, the Chiddush Chasam Sofer here gish b'zeh, and he says, and the Chasam Sofer seems to be saying that even if you say Rachel B'chanun, you'll be Moshe Shem Shemayim Levatala. Says Rosh Hashanah Zalman v'upela. Chi Osalom Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's also a kinoi for Hashem. Oh, Adon Olam, Kamo Mewer Kola, Tzorichion. Mayim Ba'achiezer. That's Chaim Moshe. Shehavi is the Chasam Sofer, who also brings on the Chasam Sofer, the Tomei Olav, and says it's a Pella. But Meshehishva, in his comparison of Iser Haskarah Shem Shemayim Levatola with Iser Shvua. In other words, it could very well be that even if you need Shvua Bashem, and you have to say it's Bashem, so Kinui is good, Rachum B'chanon, because you're explicit, and now I'm explaining. Because you're explicitly saying that the Shvua should be by Hashem, and you're referring to Hashem in a way that we know you mean Hashem. It's not B'Shemayim of Oretz, it's Rachel B'Chanun. So we know you mean Hashem, so it's Shvua B'Hashem. So it's a good Shvua, but to make a leap and to say that therefore it's Moshe Shem Shemayim of Atola, that's too big a leap. Vinay, what?
Language with all the things that we learned before,
yeah,
you know, about that, is that still
well? Certainly, that's not gonna, the Chasam Sofer seems to be saying that it's also mostly Shem Shemayim Levatola. But here, Rav Shlomo Zalman and the Achiezer Atomei are wondering even about Rachel Mechanun in Hebrew. Certainly, they would wonder about Morei Kola, which is in Aramaic. I'm just wondering if they would at least be moda in a word like G-D, that you're not allowed to say that, as indeed some people are makben not to say it. Because even if they argue strenuously with the Chasam Sofer, they're arguing not about the other language aspect, they're arguing about the kinoi aspect, Rachel B'chanun. They're not arguing about this, but let's see. Are you going to talk about it? Then he brings down the Shulchan Aruch that if you have a Sofek brachas, so you don't repeat the bracha, except for Bichas HaMozon, which is the Araisa. Right? So if you're Masupik, you bench again. B'kvega, in the Tshuvas of B'kvega, Simen Chafei, the person asking him the question, asked, why don't you have an Eitz with other brachas? He should say it in another language. The Shach says in Yeridea, that Shem Hashem that it's set, written in another language, you're allowed to erase. So if you're allowed to erase it, L'chora, you're also allowed to say it. And there's no problem of Askara Shem Shemayim L'Vatala. So that's your eight. So brachos nemoros b'kaloshon, the person asking or b'kivegar asked. A bracha can be said in any language. So whenever you have a suffix, say a different language. That's all. Okay. Answers of B'kivegar. Again, this is Tshuva Simen Chafei, that the Rambam paskins that Hanishba B'Shem HaMiyuchad O Be'echod Min HaKinuyin, that would be Rachel B'Chanun, HaRezu Shvua Gemura. Now, that would be, says Reb Kiveger, it's a Shvua L'Gabe Shvua's Bitui, Lo Sishovu B'Shmi LaShoker, and Shvua Shov, Lo Sisa Shem Hashem Elokecha LaShov. So that means, if you nishba b'kinui, says Reb Kiveger, you're over losisa. Losisa Hashem Hashem Elokecha LaShov. So then in another language also, Af Shemut Lamochkal, Kvegas Machalik. You might be allowed to erase it, but it blibes a shvua. So if it's a shvua, it's blibe, so then it's Shem Hashem Lagabi a shvua, it's probably Shem Hashem Lagabi a bracha also. That you're able to see son, it's Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatola. Even though you could erase it. That's what Kivega. Rav Shlomo Zalman takes issue with Rabbi Kivega. He says he doesn't. Then he takes issue. I don't want to. We're going to learn the whole thing. He holds a foreign language would be perfectly okay. Yeah. And now he says the chiluk that I was saying. What?
I said he treats it that you can a foreign language you can erase it, but how do you treat the shame on if you're not erasing it, you're getting rid of it, or if you're not?
What do you mean?
In other words, if you need to disclose it, it's on his paper.
I don't know. I can't answer all the shilas now. Now he says nishba is different. This is what I said. This is what I alluded to. That when you say you have to say Shem Hashem by Yeshua, so the pshat is you have to explicitly state what you're doing with Yeshua, that you're hooking up with Hashem. So any reference to something would be that. But it doesn't mean it's the official Shem Hashem, that it's also to be Masker Shem Shemayim Levatola. Then he asks, how could you say that Rachel B'chanan is a valid Shvua, like it says in the Mishnah about Shvua Sa'idus? After all, it does say in the Torah, Lo Sisa Hashem Hashem Elokecha Lashav, or Lo Sishavu Bishmi Lashoker. So maybe only Shem Hashem, not Kinuyim. So he brings down a Torah's Kohanim, that learns it out from a Pasuk, it's a Ribui, from V'chilalto Hashem Elokecha, like an extra Pasuk, that it's also even in Kinuyim. Looking for, still don't know about. Still don't know about directly the Shem Shemayim, the Batola, still not clear to me. He's no, the GDSD bothers me. That's Lashon Laz for the Etzem Shem Hashem, for the power. I don't see what he talks about that. You know, some Seifel would certainly answer it, and Kivega would certainly answer it. Here, there's one more sefer, let me get it now, because I talked about it. Thank you. We're going to Chiveger. Yeah, the Rambam. This Bechel Bikala Bikinuyim Shvua Gemura. Hare Lehed Yadav Damaskur Hashem Belaz Avigam Ken Bechlal Osisa. That's from Chiveger. See, this is all a shame, Beloshim Laz, that it blibes a Nishba Bashem. But Mutal Moichkon. That's from Kivega. But even the Isser is only Shvua. I'm looking from the Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatola Lachar would be like Mechika and would be Mutter. Nishba Bashem, Nishba Bashem. You could say it in the bathroom, the Rambam says, Beferish Racham Bechanun. You say it in the bathroom. Let us say it in the Beis HaKisei. The Ravid holds you cannot say it in the Beis HaKisei, since it's a direct reference to Hashem, Racham Bechanun. I don't know, but the Ravid. Would the rabbi hold it's Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatola? Maybe Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatola you need, it's called Shem Moshenam Nimchokim. Okay. The Shem HaMeforosh, Hashem, Aleph Dalet, Shakai, Tzvokos. These are all the things that we're marked with, not to say it. Racham Achanan, I don't know, nobody says Rachel Vachanan. I don't see. I know everybody, just like everybody's mighty, could be. Maybe the rive that holds, you're not going to say it in the bathroom, because everybody knows you're referring to Hashem. Because that's a famous phrase for Hashem. What? You can? Rachel Vachanan? Maybe because the rive that holds, it's not so clear who it's a reference to. The Rabbi's lashon is. The Rabbi's lashon is lo motzonu shem rachum kiyam al habore for us ala umro beveis hakisa. On other rayas, the ain isur lahaskir b'brocha shem b'loshen laz. Well, that's Hashem. Apparently, there's. It's. I don't know. In a brocha, it is a problem. In a brocha, the chassam sofer of Kivega hold, and in the context of a brocha, it is also to say Hashem b'loshen laz. I don't find directly what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the laws of the Shem Hashem directly, like G-D. I still don't know. So some people are makbid, I know not to say it. Some people aren't makbid. I don't know. Okay, let's go weiter a little. Let's finish the Mishnah maybe. Who knows? Naziris ke Naziris, Kolomar, Shomar Reini Nozik, Pozach, Kaimar Reini Nozir. Okay, now we're up to the second part of the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to discuss the flow of the Mishnah in terms of its words. But the first four dinim of the Mishnah is kinuyim. Kol kinuyim adorim kinadorim, v'charomim kacharomim, v'shvuos kishvuos, and naziris kinaziris. Now, although you can't tell from looking at the Mishnah, we go into the third type of neder, third way of making a neder. The Ran said there's Ikra Neder, Kinuyin, and Yodus. Yodus means you only said it's incomplete. It's incomplete. You didn't complete. We said, we said in the Ran, it's like saying three types of Kiddushin, Kesar, Shtar, and Bia. So there's three types of Nedarim. Ikra Neder, the Kinuyo, the Yodus. That means the din of Yodus is not that this is another way to make a regular Neder. It's a. It's another type of neder, because we explain neder is the dibur itself. That's the chetz of neder. It's a dibur that says something. And in Yadus, you didn't say a complete thought. There's something missing, so it's incomplete. A kinoi, we said, is maybe a slang, a nickname, a slang. That's another way of making a neder. And Yadus is incomplete, like an incomplete pass, incomplete game. So there's an incomplete neder, an incomplete sentence, an incomplete, oh, you have an incomplete sentence in grammar. So this is incomplete, an incomplete neder. Here's some examples. So Omer l'chaveiro, mudrani m'mecha, mufreshani m'mecha, mruchakani m'mecha, sha'ani ochel loch, which pashtus means that which I eat from you, or sha'ani tolam l'cha, or that which I taste from you. So that should be. Now these lashonos are not that clear. That's what will come out in the Gemara. They don't expressly say the word osir. Let's look at the Ran. Beforish b'Gemara tahainu yodus. The Gemara will say that this part of the Mishnah is explaining what's called yodus nedarim. Yod from a lashon handle to a kli. It's only part of the kli. Beforishim nami, the Gemara and Avdalid explains the hachik tani. Although there are five phrases in the Mishnah, it's really two sets of phrases. The first three and the second two. And the second and the sentence is one of the first three phrases and one of the second two. Let's look at the Ran. Mudrani mimcha sha'ani ochel loch, or mudrani mimcha sha'ani toem loch, or, okay, that's the whole phrase. V'chein b'mufreshani murchkani. I should be separated from you, I should be pushed aside from you, that which I eat from you. Now the Ran explains. He didn't finish his sentence to say kikarbon, because he didn't say the word osur. If you remember, the Ran Grada holds that you don't have to say kikarbon, you don't need atfasa, but you need the word osur, right? So here, the Ran, inami or the loy omar isura behedya. Now the Ran doesn't mean inami or in the sense of two different explanations, because we know that not saying kikarbon is not enough. If you said osur behedya beferish, then not saying kikarbon doesn't matter. So you have to inami. Once in a while you'll come across a tosis where inami doesn't mean another teretz. It means or. It's like one sentence. And inami, you should translate as or. In other words, Bishum Dalai Masik Dibure, he didn't finish. Masik means finish, like the word maskana. He didn't complete his sentence saying either kakarbon or osur, behedja. He didn't do any of those two. He didn't say kakarbon. In other words, there's no clear statement of osur. If you look carefully at the Ran, you'll see right away that there's two types of yodus. There's one type where you made it, and the yodus, I'll use the word, it's an incomplete sentence. But a sentence can be incomplete in two ways, and that's what you see from the Ran. One is that it's missing words, missing a word. You didn't, lo masik dibure, you didn't finish the sentence, lemei mark the karbon. Or, you know what else he didn't do? Lo omar isura behedya, he didn't explicitly say osur. He implied isur. So the Ran is saying there's two ways to say an incomplete neder. One is you didn't say enough words, and one is you weren't explicit enough. That's two different things. If you say, in other words, the inami is saying, if you say mudrani mincha shani ochelach, so it's incomplete in two ways. It's missing the word kikarbon. That certainly would be a full-fledged neder. But you didn't say kikarbon, so it's missing a word. Or, and also, inami doesn't mean or, and also, it's not explicit. He didn't say the word osur. So that's two ways of being incomplete. You could be incomplete because you left out words, and it could be incomplete because you didn't explicitly say what you mean. When someone says something to you, and it's not clear what he means, he might have said enough words to form a complete sentence, but his meaning wasn't clear. It wasn't explicit. It was implicit, not explicit. So that's another way of being incomplete. That's what I'm seeing in the Ran. The Ran holder would be a perfect nether. That's what the Ran said up here. You don't need carbon if you said the word also explicitly. Remember, that's the Ran up here. You don't have to say carbon. So the Ran's saying there's two types of yodus. And again, in English, I'll say there's two types of incompletion. There's incomplete sentence. You didn't say enough words. And then there's an incomplete sentence or incomplete nether because you didn't talk explicitly. You implied you wanted to be ulcer, but the words only imply it. The words don't say it. They only imply it. That's another form of incompletion. Okay. Okay. The implication is that you want to ulcer, but it's not explicit. It's only implicit. Okay, we won't continue with Tamarav tonight. First of all, I didn't prepare it. I didn't think it was, I thought we'd spend more time on the shame, but I see it. They're not explicit enough. Okay. And also, yeah.